Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Black Girls Living. You are joined with Jazz
and Vic. Imagine, I just said to my friend BRB, I'm recording the pod, but into the pod it came up with autocorrect saying porn.
Oh no.
What's that? The way autocorrect can set you up,
and the thing is for no reason as well, because it's like, for what reason would it autocorrect pod to porn?
Because maybe when I was writing, I put P-O-R.
Okay, porn. Fair enough. Because you know some words here, like, I'm like, I write this word so much that I don't know why you're still trying to autocorrect it. It don't make no sense to me.
Or when it does it, when it changes it into capitals, that's when it annoys me, because I'm like, what? Why are you shouting?
Why are you doing this? Yeah. Oh, oof. Damn.
Oof.
I finally went to Bobo Cha Cha yesterday.
Bobo Cha Cha, let me.
Yeah,
that's the viral.
Yeah, that viral brunch, bottomless brunch thing. It's so good.
Oh.
But I honestly, I felt like I was going to vomit afterwards because I just ate too much. No. Not in a bad way, but.
Is it the place that say that if, like, you have little plates, you have to pay? Per plate, maybe not.
I think they do, like, have a food wastage clause.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like they have, like, little sides and stuff that you can, like, order. You can order as much as you want. Obviously, you have to finish what you had before that. So you can, like, order as much as you want of, like, little side dishes. And then there's, like, main dishes that you can only order one of. And then, obviously, bottomless cocktails and drinks and stuff.
Wow, that's pretty good.
It's definitely value for money, 100%. But my gosh, I was so full. I'm still full up till now.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so full. But yeah, it's well worth it, I think.
What was it like sushi?
Yeah, like, you know, gyozas, bao buns, sushi, noodles, rice, even like curries were part of the, like, bottomless thing. So, like,
wow,
literally everything you could want, they had. So yeah, it was really, really nice. Definitely recommend. Like, you know, sometimes you see something going viral on TikTok and you're just like, is this a hype? But no, it wasn't a hype.
Which one did you go to? Did you go to Tooting or Wimbledon?
I didn't even know they had one in Wimbledon. Yeah, I went to the Tooting one. Yeah, so good. It was for my mum's birthday.
Oh, that's cute. It's always funny when they announce new branches, because then people are like, oh, is the Tooting one going to be the same as the Wimbledon? You know, sometimes people have, like, particular favourite branches. I have that with creams. I think I've only had creams and it was nice in Oxbridge and Brighton. Everywhere else, I'm like, is this the same franchise?
Really?
Yeah.
You know, but it's funny how, like, your palates change. Because do you remember Tinseltown?
Yeah, but I don't think I've ever even been.
Okay, wow. I remember, like, first going there when I was like 14 or something, and I thought this was like the best thing in the world.
Oh no, I have been, because I went late, because everybody used to talk about it, and then I went, and then I was just like, oh
yeah, exactly. It's like, I went when I was 14, I was like, yeah, this is the best thing ever, da 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 da. Went back a few years later, like when they started to have one in East London, and I was like, this is a pile of cack. Like, this is actually shit.
Yeah, I thought it was just okay. It was just okay. But yeah, I get you. People were gassing up like, this is the place to be.
Yeah, man. I mean, their milkshakes were good as hell, but yeah, it's like everything else. I was really enjoying this food. Like,
Yeah, I
swear
never went
down, I was
back.
enjoying this food.
Never went back.
Yeah. Anyways, me and my sister were speaking last night. It was a bit of a random conversation. I don't want to start it off negatively either.
Okay.
But sometimes, do you ever feel like, what did black people, not even, no, like, I know this is a
Yeah,
thought that crosses
I
all of
do.
our mind. Like, what did black people do to
Yeah.
everybody?
No, I hear you. I hear you.
Like, to everybody.
Yeah.
Because when you think about it, like, us being black, it permeates every single
Everything.
aspect of what we do.
Yeah.
And no matter if other people like to claim that they're colorblind or this, that, and the other, we don't have that luxury. Our color affects everything that happens to us, everything that we do, every decision we make. We're thinking about how will I be treated? Want to go on these, what's it called, those £99 voucher deal holidays and find out I'm going to a country. And I'll be like, absolutely fucking not. I'm not going to that country because who knows what's going to happen to me there.
Yeah, it's literally everything. It's everything you think about.
Everything.
And it's really sad because it's like not everybody else has to think this way where it's a
No.
constant. How people perceive me, how do you know what I mean? It's like a constant, it's a
Yeah.
constant thing. It's really
Constantly.
constant. Really
Constantly.
constant.
Like the amount of countries and places that we would probably love to see. And we just think, well, me anyway, I'll speak for myself. But yeah, I'm just like, I don't know if I actually want to risk being like verbally, racially abused. I really
No.
don't. Or even
Is he?
worse. Yeah, I just don't know.
It's even just like little things. Like,
Absolutely.
it's just the little things. So, when people say they go on holiday on different parts of the world and then they get stopped to be taking photos with, like, I already know that I'm not a nice person. I keep saying this, but I actually think it's
Yeah,
true.
why do you say
I don't think I don't,
that? Because I really don't
because I'm
think
not
that's
taking a
true.
photo. I don't think I'm taking a photo, Jasmine. Just not. And I know it's going to look like I'm miserable, but I'm not taking a photo. Why do you want to? Because where's that going? Everybody's got. Do you know what I mean? Like,
Yeah.
nah. I'm not taking that photo with you. I'm so sorry. And I know it's going to come across like, oh, she's rude or. No, I'm not. Can I get a photo with you? Like,
Yeah, it's
what?
weird.
Like,
It is weird. It's weird.
that whole idea, it just makes me think, like, no, I don't want to. I don't want to have to even. I don't even like explaining things to people, like having to. It even reminded me when George Floyd died, and there was so much like, people reaching out and being like, oh, why can't I get box braids? Why can't I do this? Why can't I do that? And just thinking, like, I don't want to even have to explain anything. I
Yeah.
just don't. I just don't. Like, I don't want to have to, there's black people who are constantly explaining things to their white friends.
And the thing is, I feel like we are at a stage, like I think around the time George Floyd, his death happened as well, there was like a so many people are just like, Google it, Google it. Do you know what I mean? And it's like we have so much information at our disposal. Like we can really search for these answers and stuff like that. I just feel like, yeah, some things shouldn't need to be asked. I think it's very easy to look up what cultural appropriation is versus appreciation.
My thing nowadays, it's like I see things and I'm just like, I'm not even gonna waste time. Like, I'll see someone with braids and they shouldn't have braids. And I'm just like, do you know what? That's you. If you end up having traction
Yeah.
alopecia, if you end up your hair's matted, don't look at me. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm just not even gonna waste my breath.
Yeah.
But then I do find things where I see things and I'm like, so for example, I saw this white guy. He does like hair for curly hair. So on TikTok, I think he's from Manchester. He's grown a
Yeah.
following. And then someone said, oh, I wouldn't go to, or I'd only go to black people to get my hair done. And he took offense to that. And I wrote a comment. I was just like, if you're going to be in a space, you have to understand that even if you do your hair, if you do our hair great, and Tony and Guy do our hair, and all the high street places do our hair, we still may go to black hair salons. It doesn't have a reflection on you. It doesn't speak too much on you. It's more of a case of maybe people want to part with giving black people, supporting black businesses who may not have the franchises of the Tony and Guy. People, and also it just acts as a safe haven for us. And it's something that we know for years, you know, for years and years, we know these people can do our hair. They're familiar with our hair textures. I've known some people have told me that they've done like those hair and beauty courses and they've got nothing to do with black hair. Obviously, I think things are changing. But when I saw him, his video, it was very much like, even though you're in a space where you're transforming black people's hair and taking care of it and, you know, educating, but then you're also putting yourself as like the victim, like, why won't people come see me because I'm white? And I'm like, that, like, you have to realize that it's not.
It's not
about you. Do you know what I mean? It's not about you.
And the thing is, like, if you put it in reverse, you'd actually sound crazy. Like, if you said to him, okay, so you have the option between a white hairdresser and a black hairdresser to do your hair, who are you more likely to go to? Like, people need to start using, just apply common sense, simply. I feel like it's a very common sense thing. Like, okay, you do curly hair. Very, very good. But at the end of the day, I know that this black person has the same hair texture as me.
Exactly. And also, you may not have to worry about the fact that, okay, yeah, they can do our hair, but what about the microaggressions that may just come out? And that's not exempting black hair salons from the madness, because that's where I've had my fair share of colorism comments. But like,
oh gosh.
But like, do you know what I mean? Like, you don't want to just go there one day, go into Tony and Guy, someone's like, oh, you're getting your braids. Like, it might not be the stylist, customer. Oh, you're getting your braids done. Oh, my little cousin, my mixed race cousin has braids randomly. I've had comments like that.
Like, oh gosh.
What does that have to do with me? Like, I remember one time my driving instructor. Oh yeah, my niece. She's mixed race and she has braids.
We would have crashed.
What?
Because what the hell?
What does that have to do with me?
That happens quite a lot. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
But do you know what, Jazz? I don't think she means that she's doing bad thing. I think she's just trying to find the connection.
This is exactly.
But obviously, I'm miserable, and I'm just like, I don't really care.
Because I've experienced this quite a lot, and oh my gosh, I don't know if I'm opening a can of worms. But okay, have you ever been in a situation where, like, I don't know, you're minding your business, or whatever, and then it's like you're with a white person that has maybe has a black partner or has been with someone that's black, and it's like they find any way they can to tell you that.
Oh yeah.
And I just find okay, it's almost like,
okay.
I don't know if they're trying to, and it's almost like, what do you want me to say to that? Like,
I don't know. I don't know if it's overcompensating. I don't know if it's like, because they may think that, because all you can say is, oh, your hair looks nice. Okay, back to the session. And then that's it. But you have to overcompensate, because I don't know if it's because you're thinking, oh, what if she gets scared that I'm this or that? And it's like, I was not thinking that. I was worried about you telling me to parallel park today. Now you're bringing up all this stuff and showing me all these pictures, and I have to say it's cute. And they are cute, but I just don't care.
Yeah. It's like, I just want us to be treated as just normal people. let's just be normal people together. Do you get it? Because now I feel uncomfortable for no reason. And now you're going to feel uncomfortable because I feel uncomfortable. Let's just be normal. And I was watching something, sorry, randomly, but I was watching some program the other day, and it's called The Innocence Files, I believe that's the one, or it's called, it was either Innocence Files or Exhibit A, they're kind of similar. And this, oh my gosh, it's so crazy. But basically, you see how they say, or they make a joke that like white people in the office can't tell black people apart. So like white people in the workplace or whatever can't tell black people apart. So this black man, okay, trigger warning. Okay, so this woman was raped, and then so she said that she took in, or she tried to take in every single detail about this person. She said that when she was growing up, there was sort of like advice given where, like, you know, if this sort of thing happens to you, take in as much as you can, like try to figure out how tall he is, what he was wearing, what he smelled like, this, that, and the other, take in as much as you can. Obviously a traumatic experience. So she went into court and she said, I will never forget this man's face. It was him that did it to me. Oh, a wow. Black man.
Mm-hmm.
Believe it wasn't him.
Oh no.
Believe it wasn't him.
Oh no.
Like, the assault happened at a time where DNA testing wasn't available. So he spent...
Is this real? Is it based on the real?
This is real. This is a real life story. And it was like multiple rapes were happening in this little town at the time. So she was the one that was the main one that said, I think there was a couple other people that were like, I don't think it was him. Could have been.
But was it like a... She was the one. Was it her work people?
No, he did. I think he came to her place of work and did it, but he did it. He didn't work with her or anything. But
yeah,
what's it called? So the police found someone. I think one person must have gave an anonymous tip saying it was him or something. So they picked him up. I think he was going to the shop, and someone said, "Yeah, that's him there. I think that's him." They picked him up and they brought him into a lineup. She was like, "Yep, that's him." Went into court. Yep, 100%. I'll never forget. That's him.
Mm-mm.
This, that, and the other. So then he spent, was it nearly 30 years in prison? Nearly 30 years.
How did they?
I think there was, so this Innocence Project thing is sort of like, it was created by lawyers. And it was, they created it after DNA testing became available, because they were like, this is obviously the main way we're going to be able to prove that there are people in prison that shouldn't be, or people in prison convicted of crimes they didn't actually do. So it started from that, but obviously there's like other things that come into it, like there's like witness tampering, corruption, like there's so many things that go into it. But one of the things was like, okay, we're gonna look at cases that we get and see if we can easily prove that this person didn't do it. So they did a test and they said it unequivocally proved that it was not him that did it. And what's even worse is that he said that at the time he told the police, he was like, it wasn't me, but I think it was actually my neighbor, because he told me a story that lines up with one of the victim's stories. And he said that they never did anything with it. They just went on this woman's testimony that said, that's the man that did it. And she said that when they found out who actually committed the crime and showed his picture, because the guy that he named was picked up, I think maybe a few months later, and they never connected the two. So it was it was foreign assault. They never connected the two and was like, okay, he did all of them. Mm-hmm. They just thought there's two black guys that are picking on white women, basically. So she said when she saw the other guys face in the paper, she said she never even connected the two. She was just like, damn, there's another rapist around.
Oh gosh.
So she never even thought actually it was him. And then she said years later, obviously she feels guilty and stuff.
Oh gosh.
But yeah, literally they were saying like there's this, so that theme of like black people looking the same to white people, it transcends, of course, into the criminal system, because to them, they see a black man and they're just like, yeah, that was him.
That is.
And he spent nearly 30 years in
30
jail.
30 years.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah, nah.
Yeah. If anyone's interested, it's on Netflix. It's called The Innocence Files.
Is it a drama based on reality, yeah? On a real event?
It's literally a documentary. So there's there's like loads of different cases of like people that were found to be innocent of crimes. And Vic, all of them have spent like nearly 30 years. It takes, and it's crazy because even when they know Even when they then find out, okay, this person's DNA wasn't connected, it's like the criminal system doesn't release them immediately. It's like they have to, it's like they have to go through processes and process. It still can take them another 2-3 years to actually get out. it just made me sick. Mm-mm. I was just like, oh gosh, the criminal system can be so wrong sometimes. Yeah,
that is frightening. Absolutely frightening. But in the sense of being confused with people for another black person, has that happened to you? It's happened to me many times, and it's so funny because it happened to me, and I'm like 5'6" I always say I'm 5'6" Jazz always loves. Jazz, how tall are you?
I'm 5'5" I'm for sure 5'5"
Okay, I'm 5'5" then. So my friend, yeah, because I worked with my friend, and my friend is 5'2", maybe 5'1". No, she's 5'1". And I got confused with her. And I thought, and at the time, I always used to wear like platform docs. Like I was always wearing platform trainers, everything to work.
So now you were even taller. Crocs.
I was even taller. So when I got confused with my friend, I thought, nah, come on down. But not even this, like my friend is short, like she's a tiny person. That's what I thought. Nah, come on. Come on. I said, nah, this is beyond. This is beyond.
Yeah, it's just so interesting. So interesting being black. It's just because I always think of that tweet when, you know, people say as a joke, like, please don't let me come back black. And I'm just like, gosh, like, I'm not going to lie.
But sometimes when I see that meme, though, I always think about that with our issues, not so much with general life.
Yes.
But sometimes when I see the conversations we have or the things we're doing,
the
I'm
conversations
just like,
we have.
Nah, leave me out. Next time, leave me out. Like, just leave me out. Leave me out. Like, I saw somebody come to the timeline saying, oh, so this is Sunday service at church. Where are you sitting? You sitting in the back or your mom sitting at the front?
What?
Leave me out next time. Leave me out of it. I even want to come back as an animal, to be honest with you.
I don't know. It depends. Depends on what kind of animal. Imagine if you're like a mouse.
No, I wouldn't mind too tough. It depends where I am.
What if you're in France, you're living it up?
Yeah, you know, bonjour. But no, for real, it's like, it depends. If I was a mouse and I was living like, because mouse is not my, which one is outside?
Rats are outside.
If I'm indoors, I'm cozy, we've got my gang, and like there's a bit inside, like there's a bit inside the building where the whole gang congregates, and like the leader of the group is going outside to bring the food and bring the cheese in. That's calm. Like, I could do it with y'all. But on the rules, it's what you said when you said that you could come back as a dog, because dogs are so loved by humans. I would come back.
Yeah, I'll come back as a dog.
Because you are loved from the beginning to the end, and you have so much, there's so much love for you. And you get to, and one thing about dogs, they get to see new life. They get to be around babies. They get to grow up with babies. Do you know what I mean? Like, being a dog is lit.
Yeah, yeah. I think I would have a mighty good time being a dog.
Yeah, would not mind at all.
And even the way they're fighting for the rights of XL bullies right now, maybe I'll even come back as an XL bully.
Absolutely. No, you would not. Because, do you know, one time, I crossed the road when I saw, it wasn't an XL bully, but it was like a bulldog kind of dog, And he was on a chain and he had a muzzle. And the guy was saying, no, he's all right. Don't worry.
And the dog had a muzzle on. Are you sick?
Don't. Actually, wait, did he have, no, I don't think, wait, did he have a muzzle on? Maybe he didn't. But the fact that you have chains, listen, just let me cross the road. But the fact you're telling me, oh, he's fine. My thing is, I felt bad because I remember saying to my fiance, I said, I feel bad because I don't want the dog to even think as well. Right, like, people don't rate me.
How can you thinking about the dog's feelings?
He was like, don't worry about, look at the dog, let's cross the road. What are you talking about? And I was there like fighting for my life because I was thinking, I want to cross, but I'm thinking, I don't
you
want
don't
this
want
dog
to hurt the dog's feelings.
I don't want this dog. And even I didn't want the owner to be thinking, people again are crossing. And I was thinking, I was even saying to the guy, listen, I would stay there. I really would in an ideal world, but I just can't take the chances. I can't be another, another. Listen, I'd rather cross the road and mind my business than fight you lot feeling sad and next thing you know, yam on my leg. It's not worth it for me. And it shouldn't be worth it for you either. Just allow people to cross.
And do you know what? Yeah, I just feel like some people scare me with like their dog ownership. Like, okay, let's take XL bullies out of the equation. So my neighbor recently got a dog. Like, I saw it as a puppy. A couple months later, that dog is big as hell.
Oh
I was
no.
shocked. But yeah, so it barks sometimes. So I was hearing barking, barking, barking. I needed to go outside. Tell me why I came outside into my hallway waiting for the lift. And it's a little 4 or 5 year old boy holding the dog. And the dog is jumping around, licking, 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 licking.
Hey, that's how.
The lift opened, the boy got in with the dog. I was like, I was like, I don't know about this one. I don't know about this one. I don't know. Because I'm thinking as well, where's your parent? Where are you going with this dog that you can't control?
No, but because the thing is, the parents think that this is the child looking after, and I probably think the same. It's giving the child a little bit of independence to look after a dog, and
But the dog was even running him ragged.
that's the thing. That's
I was
sometimes when I see these
scared.
dogs, they're so big and it's pulling the owner. That's how now I think I'm scared of dogs because one time I saw this owner, the dog was pulling him. The dog was pulling him, and when I was walking home, I kept looking back. For 5 minutes, I said, I'm finished because now I'm scared of dogs.
Oh no.
But I
I
proved
don't
to
think
myself
people
yesterday that I'm not.
understand it.
I proved to myself yesterday that I'm not.
Oh, is it?
Because,
Well, you're around a dog.
yeah, I went to Untap. They had like a cane row class because I
Okay,
generally have
nice.
forgotten how to do it. Anyways, they had a dog. She had a dog called Puff Puff. He's so tiny though. But maybe because he's tiny, because I literally had to be like, Victoria, put your leg next to this dog. And I was like, yeah, I'm not scared. It's fine.
I think, yeah, when you're getting used to dogs, yeah, the little ones are better, but some of these big dogs, I don't know. I don't know, dog. I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah, sorry, was there anything else you wanted to talk about? Because I really took it left.
No, it's fine. What's your first ever like internet meme or internet video that you ever saw in your life? Or like viral video? Mine was like, do you remember that thing that goes chocolate rain? It was so weird. It was this black guy singing to the mic, singing about chocolate rain. And then the other one was
Sounds familiar.
this thing called Nine, I think it's called Nine Cat, the Rainbow Cat. Or and also Grumpy Cat.
Yeah, I remember Grumpy Cat, and there was a cat that used to play the piano as well. I remember that. I feel like the first viral one that I can like remember off the top of my head was the Charlie Bit Me.
Oh my God, I was obsessed with that video. It was just everything about it was the, oh, Charlie, Charlie. And then he was like, no, I'm actually vexed. And Charlie was just laughing.
Yeah, I feel like that's the first viral one that I remember. I mean, there was probably loads, but that's the one that really sticks out for me just because it literally went everywhere. Everywhere.
But it's
And
like now it's
I
so.
think that was even before like I don't want to say it, but I think it was before like proper smartphones. Like I feel like
Oh
that went viral when I was using desktop
yeah, no, definitely.
for
We saw
internet.
these things on YouTube. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it was definitely on YouTube. And is even before MySpace and actually, wait, was it before? Yeah, and Bebo. MySpace and Bebo.
Those were the days. You go
Do you
to
know what I?
school or
Yeah.
college, and then you log on, and then you're able to switch off, and then
Really, what's the days, man?
yeah. Oh.
I saw that the guy who created Blackish mixes all those shows. Can't remember his name now, but he's going to make The Wizard of Oz, and I think he's going to make it. She's going to have a different story to tell. He's going to be from, Inglewood. So,
Oh.
anyways, that make me think. let's see what we think about what if they were to transform Disney princesses in today's world. So what would Snow White be if she was like in today's world?
She would be a depressed millennial.
Wow. Because she's sleeping all the time, it's giving me.
Yeah, fed up with the world, feeling hopeless.
But on her health kit, because why she was eating apples? It's giving Beyonce on the homecoming.
With the homecoming apple. Tour. Well, what would the Seven Dwarves be?
Because what would the Seven Dwarves helping her, or were they like actually trying to? They
all represented emotions.
Oh, that's so they? Cute.
So like one was happy.
Mm.
Oh, I swear one was called dumb.
Oh gosh, okay.
I'm sure. There was Lucky, I think. Lucky, happy, grumpy. Yeah, they all had different emotions.
Yeah,
so maybe
right.
We can keep them.
So there's even one called Sleepy, Bashful, yeah, Sneezy,
yeah,
Dopey, and Doc.
Yeah.
But I remember them being really nice to her, and they were her only friends.
Yeah, they were the ones that saved. I don't want to say they saved her, but I think they, like, obviously when she ate the apple, the poisonous apple, they were the ones that took her in.
Oh.
And like looked after her while she was sleeping.
That's actually hella cute.
Yeah, it is.
And then I know there was the evil witch, and she was jealous of her. Was it her stepmother? Mm-hmm. Yeah, her stepmother.
Yeah, her stepmother. Because the thing was saying that she's the fairest of them all.
Not the colorism, child. Damn.
Don't make me laugh.
Would there still be a prince in the new remakings of these? Because I know that that young girl who's doing the new Snow White was like, oh, and a prince is not going to save her. I think she said something like that.
Do you know what? Yeah, I don't know. Like, maybe it's part nostalgia, but I don't have a problem with that whole the prince comes in to save me narrative. But I do definitely think it's rooted in nostalgia more than anything. Because it's like, I feel like that's part of the fairy tale experience. Ending. Like, you know, fairy tales always had that same sort of, like, even though obviously they all had their own storylines, there was still that sort of, okay, you have the female protagonist, and you have the male protagonist, and then, you know, they find a way to get with each other, or someone, the male protagonist is saving the female protagonist. I do feel like we could definitely modernize it 100% and bring it like into 2024's land. But I don't feel like, especially if you're going to remake stuff, like, first of all, it's not needed. I really am tired of these remakes. I really am. But if you're going to remake it, then why take away the essence of the story? Like, just create new stories. It's like,
yeah, just create. But it's just it makes more money if you remake the existing thing.
But it's like you remake it, and then you want to change, like the core story. I just don't understand it. Like, just create a new story.
But then that's why Frozen did so well.
Because
it was like the first time, I could be wrong, but like the first time, like, Disney were like,
male protagonist is actually a wizard.
Yeah, like, he is not, it's not about, you know, Elsa, you know, falling in. I can't even remember. I think I've seen it once and I really can't remember, but I remember reading loads of interviews where, because that's right by like a few months ago, but it did so well because it was like sisterhood.
It was based more on that,
rather than, you know, her going to find the husband, the prince coming to save her, but I do wonder how it's gonna be, you know, the new Snow White without. I mean, it does make me think, because, like, I'm thinking, if I have a child and I'm just every single Disney, because I'm gonna want to show them all the Disney ones, right? And every single one has got like the men saving the day. Little boy or little girl, it does root that idea that, oh, okay, so women are less than. Obviously, you still have to be showing them all the other TV shows, because I'm sure there's Bobisha will fix it. You know what I mean? Like there's going to be new stuff that they can show them. Yeah. That it's not every single day men do this, women do that. Because I know there's some celebrities. I think Serena Williams' husband did say that they don't show her any fairy tales that have the men saving the day.
Oh wow!
But the thing is, I don't want to go like that, because then it's like, oh, then my child doesn't know any storytales, any fairy tales. Sorry.
Do you know what it is as well? I feel like, and maybe I'm oversimplifying it. I don't know. Correct me if I'm wrong. Like, I don't mind being corrected, but a lot of us grew up on fairy tales.
Mm.
Vic, do you genuinely believe that you grew up thinking men saved the day?
I'm not gonna lie. If I did watch a fairy tale when I was young, like I didn't. Not this. No, I didn't. But if I watched a fairy tale and like there was no Prince Charming coming to say, I'd be like, hey,
what's going what's on? What's going on here?
That's why I love Shrek so much, because Fiona was a boss. She was crazy. She was insane. Like, she did not rate anybody there. Like, she was bossy and she was rude. Like, she was on smoke. Whereas the other girls were like, oh, I'm so dainty and I need to be carried, I need to be lifted.
Do you know what? I just feel like sometimes, just sometimes.
Do we look into it too much?
I feel, because I feel like, okay, cool, your child watches this particular film. You're telling me that that's going to change the whole trajectory of their life. You're telling me that you're not going to, because even as a parent, you should be their role, like, okay, let me not go in too much, but you're going to be.
Parents should be the role model, yeah.
Yeah, you're going to be what your child looks up to. So if anything, your dynamic is going to be more impactful the way they see the world than them watching Sleeping
Still Beauty. Still white.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean? I just feel like, why the hell would you say my child is not going to watch? Obviously, choose what you like. But if that's the logic behind it, I just find that a bit confusing. Like, have a bit of diversity in the house. Like, one day the man saves the day, the next day the woman saves the day. Like, we now live in an age where you can have so many different types of content that you can show your child if you wish. I don't feel like you have to necessarily restrict much, obviously.
Yeah.
But like, other than adult content. But do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah. No, I definitely agree with you. I definitely agree. But I think for me, the importance is like they're seeing different things. Like, it can't be every single day you're watching the kind of Cinderella-esque thing.
Yeah,
it's like kids' toys. It's kids' toys. Like, why is the little girl having the cleaning set and then the little boy has the Action Man? Because the little boy is having the cleaning set as well. Have you seen that cleaning baby on TikTok?
I love that baby because
and he's picking up the clothes
to work.
Yeah, that baby's working, and he's picking up baskets and stuff, picking up actual products and cleaning underneath it. That's what I mean, because sometimes we'll just have girls cleaning that, and then boys don't know how to do that. It's like
that baby can clean better than most grown men.
He's so on job. What would Cinderella be like in today's world? So Cinderella, wait, maybe Snow White wasn't the sleeping one. No, Snow White was sleeping. Cinderella was, she had evil sisters.
Yeah, she had the curfew.
Oh yeah, she had stepsisters, that's it. Curfew 12 o'clock. Her sisters and her stepmom hated her. But then she had a fairy godmother. And the prince comes to save the day. No, he finds a shoe.
Yeah, he finds the shoe. He finds her.
So what would she be like in today's world? Cinderella. It's given that perhaps she's chronically online. That's why she's not around.
Or she gives like the eldest sister vibes. Like, you know, she does the majority of the work. She doesn't get any respect in the house. It kind of gets overlooked. This, that, and the other. You know, she's not given the life that she deserves. And then fairy godmother. Who could that be?
Do you know what? I'm going to put a spin on it. The fairy godmother is the sprinkle woman. who's been given advice on TikTok.
Yes.
So when she
yes.
finds Spirit Charming, she enters Soft Life.
The soft life she deserves.
Yes.
Yes.
But then even that, some people will say to us, look at what you're telling the kids, that they should be looking at men to enter Soft Life.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. It's where
I really like Mulan when I was younger. Do you ever look
at I loved Mulan.
Yeah, and you're like, why is it those particular ones that I really liked? Like Mulan, Shrek. Like, it's not why it was cool, and so was Cinderella, but
my favorite Disney films were definitely Lion King, Mulan. Like, those were the ones I used to watch on repeat. What other ones were there? Yeah, Lion King and Mulan. They were my top two. Faves. I don't know, it was just so good. It was so good. Because I watched it again, I think maybe 6 months ago, and I was like, this was just top tier.
Yeah, it was really good.
They're not making Mulan like this.
No, they were in the bag when they made that
one. In this day and age, they were in their bag.
Yeah, they were in her bag. What other princesses are there? So Snow White, Cinderella. Who else is there?
Beauty and the Beast. What, is she? She weren't a princess, was she?
What, Belle?
Yeah,
she weren't a princess. I suppose she is.
She became one, I guess.
Now, why are people saying online that Belle preferred it when
he was a beast? people are so annoying.
And that she was livid when he transformed.
Yeah, when they showed that clip and they said, look at the disappointment in her face, I cackled. Like, you lot are ridiculous.
What's that girl that's underwater?
Little Mermaid.
What's her name? Ariel.
Yeah, Ariel.
That's such a cute name.
It is.
Have you ever met anyone with that name? Is it too much to be giving a child Ariel as a name?
No, I've never met anyone with that name.
People would annoy them in it and be like, oh, Little Mermaid. Yeah, it might be annoying. Cute name, though.
Yeah, it is. It is a very cute name. Yeah, what other ones are there? There must be another one. Okay,
but Pocahontas. I don't know if you've seen the green one, the black princess.
Tiana. Yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen that.
Oh, it's actually really good.
Mm.
I don't think it gets the respect
it deserves.
Princess and the Frog.
There's a Scottish one now.
Is that Brave?
She's got ginger hair. I need to go watch that. I heard it's good.
Yeah, and I think it was all right. It was
all Jasmine. Right.
Yeah, Aladdin.
She was a bad bee. Hey, let's talk about bad bees. Jasmine was the baddest of bees. Come on now. What do you mean?
Bad bee.
She was a bad bitch. I cannot remember any of the princesses. This was quite bad.
I think we've done well.
Yeah, but did we say Pocahontas?
Yeah.
Rapunzel.
We said Pocahontas. Rapunzel.
Rapunzel's a 30-inch bust down.
What? Hold on. What's Rapunzel's story? What? Okay, before Tangled, what was Rapunzel's story? As in, did she have a film before that?
I don't know if Disney did a Rapunzel film. Maybe. They probably did. They have books and stuff.
Because I'm trying to think. I don't remember seeing a Rapunzel film before Tangled.
No, I don't either.
I'm thinking, how did I know who Rapunzel was?
Because we probably read the book. I definitely have all the books anyways when I was younger. But you probably read the books when you're younger. You were told the books when you're younger. Let me even go back to the story. So Rapunzel finds her love.
That's actually given me a bit of a crisis.
Like, how do you know it? But the thing is, just we just know stories from.
Yeah.
We just know them. Like, it's
true, I guess. It becomes almost like,
How did you find out about it? But we just.
That's actually stunned me.
Now you're going to find out.
Because I never actually had like fairy tale books when I was younger. I think the only one I really had was the Cinderella one. But all the other ones was just films that I watched.
So do you not think that you maybe have heard it from school?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to think. Like, maybe it was just something we talked about in school. But it's like, yeah, I knew Rapunzel had the long hair and all of that. But when I'm trying to think, there was no film.
There was no... Yeah.
Before Tangled, there was no film.
What happens in Rapunzel? I'm trying to put it into Google and the story is not given.
That's what I'm trying to think. I was like, I swear she just had long hair. That was it. Like, what was her, okay, let's put Tangled aside.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what the story... Like, when I was talking about Rapunzel, or when I heard about Rapunzel when I was younger, I knew she had long hair, but I didn't know anything else.
All right, let's see. So, Rapunzel is... I really think it mirrors Tangled. So, Rapunzel is adopted by a witch. And Rapunzel is killed by the giant's wife. No. Rapunzel is 12 years old, locked in a tower. Ugh, why are all these adverts coming up? Locked in a tower. Yeah. As her hair grew, as she grew, the hair was growing too. And whenever the witch came to visit, she'd call Rapunzel, "Let your hair down." And then that's how she'll now climb up to see Rapunzel. Why did you put Rapunzel in that castle, please? Okay, so that's how she was visiting Rapunzel. So the Rapunzel and the witch lived like this for many years. So Rapunzel was the door.
Sorry, but imagine someone using your head to climb.
Your mom, at that matter. So one day a handsome prince happened to be in the forest. Also, why is it always handsome prince? What about beautiful princess? Like, they never called the prince a beautiful princess. Handsome prince.
What about medium ugly prince?
Okay. That's what they'll do. That's what Snow White is going to be.
The prince is going to be medium ugly.
Hey, that Snow White film. I'm sorry for the Ofcom complaints. Right. As he watched and listened, he heard the witch call out to Rapunzel and he saw the hair fall. The prince waited for the witch to leave and he called out to Rapunzel himself. But it's given, this is given, do I know you? Whose minds is you? Why am I letting my head on? That's why maybe I'm going to be tapped when I have kids, because I'm going to say to them, you see how somebody can just be calling your name just for hair. Who are they? You have to question it. Who's they?
This is too funny.
Get back to the story. He climbed up and met Rapunzel and that's how he began to visit her every day. Soon they fell in love. The prince asked Rapunzel to marry him. It's the only thing I'll say about this storyline. Sometimes it irritates me. Why did they have to get married so quick? Obviously, I know it's a fairy tale, but they get married so quick. Yeah.
It's the society, isn't it? Because you can't be having sex until you're married.
So they decide to hitch a plan to escape. Every night, the prince would visit and bring up a scrap of silk. Gradually, she'd be putting silk into the hair, into the ladder. Oh, this is not really making any sense.
Yeah, I'm confused. Okay, sorry, random question, but I was thinking as well. Where did Rumpelstiltskin come from?
Exactly. What story is he from? I'm going to say Shrek. And that's not where he came from.
Because that's another one where I knew about him, but where's this one from? Okay. Hey.
Rumpelstiltskin. So he is.
Is that Sleeping Beauty? Hold on, wait. Am I confusing Sleeping Beauty and Snow White? Are they Snow different?
White. Snow White is with the seven dwarves, and she bit the apple. Evil stepmother or evil witch came to her window, and the prince. Okay. She needed the prince to kiss her to sort her out, to bring her back to life.
Okay, I think I've confused them then, because Sleeping Beauty must be Rumpelstiltskin, because didn't he make her finger pricked on something and she fell asleep?
I remember the story. Yeah, okay. Rumpelstiltskin is a mysterious, I can't say that word, man who spins a straw into gold for the benefit of a beautiful miller's daughter in exchange for her future firstborn child. Wow, this is a lot. This is a lot. I see why people are really, really strict with what they showed the kids. What do you mean the first daughter? What? I see why people are strict. And I hated him in Shrek, you know, Rumpelstiltskin. He was in the third one. I really did not like him. Oh, no, Jasmine, you're right. So, okay, here we go. So, Oh, no. Oh, no, you're right, Jasmine. So he's in the Grimm's Fairy Tales, which is by a guy called Jacob and Wilhelm Grimm. So they made fairy tales published in 1812. So I think they perhaps live in the same, and I think they also did Cinderella and the Man. So I think he's an interchangeable character.
Okay. So
Do you
what
know who
Disney
I think? Well,
just
so who was it? Rumpelstiltskin? Who's the other one I was thinking about? Oh, he's left my mind. Oh, he'll come back to me. It will come back to me.
And Maleficent, she's
Who?
another
What did you say?
Maleficent. She, I guess, is another one of Grimm's fairy tales or something. Because again, she's another one I never heard of until the films, and
Maleficent.
that was a few. Yeah, that was a few years
Male.
ago.
There's no way. What is that? Oh, the thing that
Angelina Jolie was in, yeah.
Oh yeah. I always wonder what the hell that was. Is that Snow White's mum?
This is what I was confused about, because when I watched the film, they look like elves.
Oh
So I'm
wow.
like, where? I don't know where it all fits in. But I think Maleficent is like part of that whole fairy tale realm.
Sleeping Beauty, I haven't forgot about her. That's who I was gonna remember mention. So Maleficent, let's go back to Maleficent. Who's this and what is going on? Oh, now my MacBook wants to do Ring of Fire with the. Please don't take me to the trailer. Please don't take me to the trailer. Does Maleficent end up being evil?
I think she's like a what do they call them? Anti-hero
Oh
or whatever
wow.
they're called. So it's like she's technically evil, but she has like a redeeming story or whatever. I
Oh
don't think that's the
wow.
definition of anti-hero, by the way, but it's like the film is based on her, but she's not supposed to be like the most likable
Because
main
she's the
character.
main character.
Yeah.
So it's meant to be related to Sleeping Beauty. I actually think I'm Sleeping Beauty. Do you know why? You know, is Sleeping Beauty the one that would they put a pea under her bed, under like 50 something mattress, and she could spot it? Nurse Princess and the Pea. That's Princess and the Pea. You don't know that one? Jasmine, you don't know Princess and the Pea. You see, Princess and the Pea, she slept on like 50 mattress, yeah? And somebody put a pea inside one of the mattress. And she felt it. She couldn't sleep.
What?
I'm not making this up. I
No,
wish I
honestly,
was.
Vic, this sounds made up.
No! Let me go. Let me see. Okay. Princess and the Pea. Let me go. What happens in the in 1 second, Jasmine, because I'm not making this up. What did they put? Yeah, it's the P. That's what they put. Okay, so a prince insists on marrying the princess, right? A woman comes into his door, maintaining that she's the real princess. The prince's mother tests her by burying a pea in a huge stack of mattresses in order for the woman to sleep on the mattress. But then what happens next? How can this be the synopsis?
Yeah,
Oh
this is
dear.
weird.
Okay, why do they put the pea under the mattress? That's what, to determine if the young girl is really a princess. Well, I'm a princess then. Listen, I can take a
So
nap,
she's a
yeah?
princess of peas.
No, she's a princess because she could spot the pea. Because she's sensitive to the pea.
Nah, this sounds dumb as hell.
That's how they knew that she was a princess. Because if you have you
This
ever slept here?
can't be Grimm's Tales. This can't
No, I
be
don't
the
think it's
Tales
Grimm's
of
Tales.
Grimm.
It's another guy. There's another guy. His name's called Hans something. Let
Yeah,
me even Google.
this one is not as good.
There's a, I think he's German. There's a guy called Hans. No, sorry, he's from Norway. Hans Christian something. And he's the one that did, he's the one. But it relates back to what's it? Let it go. What's that thing? What's Let It Go again?
Frozen.
Frozen. Because Frozen
Frozen.
is meant to be another story, another fairy tale that Disney kept getting wrong.
Okay.
Snow Queen.
Snow Queen. Okay. 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 Cool.
Who said I couldn't be writing fairy tales? You know,
this is what I'm saying. When I heard this Princess and the Pea story, I'm like, I'm sure I can do better than this.
I rate it because I understand it to the death of my core. Like, because sometimes I want to sleep and I'm like, why can't I sleep? And then I'll see a little thing on my bed, like my iPhone might be, not my iPhone, sorry, my AirPod.
Nah.
When I'm sleeping on the couch, in between the pillows, the remote is there. I'm like, no wonder I can't sleep.
That's the modern Princess and the Pea then. The AirPod. Oh gosh. Shall we do a quick trade to wrap up and then
Okay.
Oh, this week was good because we finally got pulled out.
Out.
I say we, but yeah, I was so happy. I'm not gonna lie. I'm so happy to see the back of that man.
You needed to go.
He needed to go.
You were triggering the whole nation, bro.
Honestly, everyone was stressed out because of you. But yeah, all I want to say is, yeah, this is the worst lot of faithfuls ever. Because it's not even them. Like, okay, maybe besides Ash, yeah. All the other traitors they got was because of the traitors being traitors.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? Like, it's because they were being greedy that you were able to get the other traitors. But other than that, you lot were clueless. Even when they came out and saw who was actually a traitor, you know, a couple of them, they're like, oh, I knew something was up. But for the most part, they were super shocked.
Oh, gosh.
They didn't even have an inkling.
Jazz, no one deserves the money.
No, I agree.
Because the thing is, I was as soon as Harry switched on Paul, I was shocked by that. You know, I said, "Are you sure?" Because if you have to enter that dungeon back with Paul, this man is very strict.
Yes,
this man is very strict. I don't know what he's gonna do for you. I don't know, but he's so lucky he got Paul out because I don't know. I think Paul would have done a dirty plan, a dirty plan. But yeah, Paul's gone cool.
Yeah.
I'm so surprised no one clocked that while Harry was talking.
He was talking.
Jazz clocked it. I love when Jazz clocks it and he just looks and he goes, But yeah, you're right. Them lot,
yeah.
I don't know, their brains, they're on airplane mode right now. Airplane mode to ignore them. That's what they're doing over there. They're just chilling.
Yeah. And like Vic says, yeah, I think they're all rich already because they're not working hard enough for this money. The person working the hardest is probably Harry, but he's. Do you know what disturbs me about the traitors? Yeah, and it's happened on like all the different varieties of the show. Yeah, it's the greed. It's the greed that kills me because the traitors really could like just have each other's back to the end, and share it, but they don't want to share.
No. That reminds me of this Netflix show called Trust. The Trust. I'll get onto that later. But right now, I'm really worried for Andrew. That was the funniest thing. When Andrew was recruited by Harry and Paul, he was like, I have fucked up because these guys are going to get rid of me fast. And I think I messaged you, Jasmine. I was like, watch them gas up Paul. Gas up Andrew when he joins and say, no, we think you're really strong. We think you're strong. And that's what they said to him. The poor man, he knew.
Yeah, he knew. He was shook. Like,
he was
his gutted. Face for the last two episodes has been killing me because you can tell he's deeply disturbed and scared.
He was upset.
He knows, like, they're coming for me next.
Oh,
he knows.
And so Harry's game, okay, cool. You know, you're getting people to now turn on Jazz and turn on Jasmine. Interesting. I think also the game he's playing with Molly, doing flirty, battling his eyelids. Molly thinks she's on Love Island. Wake up. Wake up.
Because immediately.
It's that. I'm happy they got rid of Charlotte because she was just doing up. She had no opinion of her own.
No.
So she needed to go. She was really holding back the team. She had no opinion of her own. The one that I'm really, really worried for is Jazz. Because I think they're going to kill him. If they had sense, but who did it? We don't know who they killed. If they have sense, they will kill off Jazz. Because he is going to get these lot out. He's gonna be the one to get them out. Yeah. But no one's listening to him. Because how can he have to come with his information? Yeah, this is what I knew, that this show is messed up. He came with his information, he goes, "You lot are not gonna like this. But these are my theories." If somebody has to say this about it could be one of us here. Even you people that I'm talking to, it could be you.
Exactly. And they genuinely looked at him like, you're an idiot. They looked at him like, look at this tapped man. Mm-mm. Poor Jazz.
You didn't even hear him out.
And he had it down to a T. As in, he even went as far as to say, oh, like, I think they talked about it in wherever they meet at night.
And I think you said that, Jasmine. You said you'd be interested to clock if Jazz would clock that they had that discussion at the Dungeons that meeting.
Discussion, yes.
And that's what Jazz said, bar for bar. Exactly. I said, oh, this is delicious. But the thing is, and everyone's calling...
But they're not listening.
Everyone's calling Jazz a coward right now. But you're not clocking. When you're in the midst of stupid people, you have to wait until they've woken up. Yeah. You've woken up a little bit. Mm-hmm. So you can start planting what you need to start planting inside of their brains.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're not all awake. You can't just deliver the information just blast like that to all of them. They're gonna vote you out.
But the only thing that I do kind of agree with the faithfuls on this one is that when everyone woke up to Paul, so obviously Paul was top of Jazz's list for time.
Mm-hmm.
But he said, I don't want to go there, you know, while the team is still figuring it out. Cool. Mm-hmm. But when the team finally did clock Paul, he still voted for Andrew. And I was like,
oh, yeah.
I was like, yeah, what?
Yeah. He flopped. Yeah.
That really, really confused me. So even when they questioned him on that, I understood it because I was like, that don't make sense.
Mm.
At this point in time, mm-hmm. if you did this a couple of days ago, cool. But today,
now you got your chance to get him out.
Yeah, you didn't vote for him. It was weird. Mm. But yeah, I feel like this particular season of Traitors, I don't know the conversations that are going on in that household, in that mansion, but I feel like they're just voting based on who they like.
Yes, it's just this one's definitely very personality driven. Yeah,
it's very, very, this definitely, one is very, very personal.
Yeah. Yeah,
I don't know how, why, or how they're going to get themselves out of it. But mm-mm. if they continue at this rate, Harry is going to enjoy that.
Oh
time.
My gosh. Not only is he going to enjoy that Andrew is not going when Andrew gets to the final, because if they have to do a spit or still, Andrew has to do still.
He has to.
You have to do it.
He has to.
You have no choice.
But Andrew's not seeing that guy. Money, I fear. Andrew's not seeing that money.
Now, let's go on to Ross. Ross is so emotional. Bless him. He said, I just need to ask about, when he was recruited as a traitor, I just need to ask about one of the deaths.
Yeah.
Diane. So you didn't ask about any, and even them, are they thinking, who do you know this Diane from? Anyways, cool, whatever. Diane, I want to know. And then Harry uses lips to say, she was getting too smart. She was getting too brave. Had to put her in her place. He now chuckled.
Ugh.
Mind you, they've only been recruiting men.
Mm-hmm.
And also for me, it's a respect thing. I don't know if it's the Nigerian in me where you respect elders, and in my culture, you have to bow. You sometimes have to call them, oh, mommy this, daddy this, or uncle or auntie, you know. I don't know, it's in my culture, you just have to be friendlier to older people. I know sometimes, you know, people just like, nah, fuck it, we're all humans. We're all on the same level. I just find in the UK, there's no respect. There's no respect. Not only was that sexist, it was just so unrest, like there was no respect or so disrespectful. Ross's face. Ross said, nah, like, I thought he was going to say, that's my mom, you know.
But I was thinking, like, does he know that his mom's not really dead?
No.
Like, can he just calm down for a second?
Do you know what it is, yeah, Jazz? I hear it. Because a lot of people are saying the same thing as you, Jazz. But do you know what? It's for me. I do think he was doing too much, yeah. He was doing too much. But you see that comment, I need to put him in her place. You've put a battery in my back.
I hear it. I think ultimately it's like whether it's real or not, in it, like you're actually talking about my mum.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually talking about my mum.
No.
Yeah. I hear
but
it.
But my worry is Ross's plan of revenge is not gonna work out. Because now
I don't think he has the, and this is not to be rude, but I don't think he has the smarts for it.
No. Because he's been doing up dumb. Emotional. Oh, it can't be Paul because he avenged my mum. It can't be Paul. He's been doing emotional. Yeah. Even his mum said, you need to cool down with this emotion that you're doing. Cool down. So now he's going to be all smart. Oh, yeah, I think it's Harry. It's Harry because of... people are going to clock. How do you think it's... why do you think it's Harry? Oh, because you've been recruited. You have this information. You've never been so sure before.
Yeah.
But what I think he might do, I think he might sacrifice himself just so they can get Harry out. And then if it depends, maybe he might team up with Andrew because Andrew's already thinking this Harry brother is going to get rid of me anyways. So maybe them two can team up. Ross might be like, I don't even care if I don't win. Andrew, you go all the way. Because no one's really suspecting Andrew apart from Jazz, really. But that was before Andrew was even made a traitor.
Yeah. And I just don't know how much longer Andrew's going to be able to keep composure because that man is suffering right now.
He's scared. He's shaking. Did you see when he came in his first breakfast and he stood up? He just stood up randomly. I said, oh, no. Oh, no.
Honestly, I think the only thing worse than being a traitor for me would be being a recruited traitor.
Mm-mm.
Because that switch from being a faithful to a traitor overnight, I think as well I'd be doing the same thing, just Mm-mm. standing up for no reason. I don't know, it's a very hard game. I'm not gonna lie, it's very hard.
I watched the Australian one after Jasmine was telling me to. I love how you could be crying in the Australian one and they will say, that's great and I'm really sorry you're crying, but we still think it's you.
I just
love that so much. I love, because I didn't really know what Australians, like their personality is. You know, us over here, we can be very much like, oh, bless him. Or, you know, we've got a certain way about us. Over there.
No, the Australians were strict.
I love them. I am obsessed with them. Mm. I'm obsessed with their mannerisms. They're just like, that's great. And they're very much like, you are my best friend in here, but I still think it's you.
Yeah.
I love that.
That's what I liked about them as well. I feel like they didn't take it personal. No. Like with season one, when they found out that Will was a traitor, it's almost like they didn't want to be friends with him anymore.
Yeah.
And I was like...
And I don't think they were, because I think then they have like a dinner and he wasn't there.
Yeah, and he wasn't reaching, and I was like, rah, they mm-hmm. actually took this personal. Mm-hmm. But with the Australian one, it was just kind of like, you played a good game. And, you know, they were kind of just over it. But
spoiled the ending for the Australian one. But guys, it is whole.
Yeah.
That's probably the most shocking traitors ending I've ever seen. Across all series.
I agree. Shout out to I think it's Bambi Eyes on Twitter for recommending the Australian traitors to us. It was a super a beautiful recommendation.
Wow,
it was
guys.
Very, very good. Anyone that enjoys the English, the UK version of the traitors, watch the Australian one.
It's much better than the American one. The American one was like, I wasn't even into it that much. But even that ending was like, oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
That ending was a very big, oh, okay.
Yeah, watch the Australian one, definitely.
Mm. The show Trust that I'm watching. So it's like The Traitors, but you vote in private. It's not really given. In fact, it's giving... Identity crisis.
Oh, so it's like it wants to be the traitors, but it also doesn't want to do control C, control V.
It would never work for Britain because it would, imagine every single time someone talks, but it's like, I deserve the money because I grew up in a poor family. I'm this, I'm that. No.
Yeah, we don't do that around here. No. I don't know where you from. But we don't do that around here.
Every episode. So it's not really a spoiler because he kind of says it in the first episode, but there's a rich guy in it, yeah? So imagine everyone's fighting for 200K. But you can all share it. But if you vote, then someone gets kicked off. There's a rich guy in it, and so someone amongst him is a millionaire. And so he downplays as a millionaire, but then he eventually tells them. And when I tell you the nasty spirit, I was even meant to send you the video yesterday. He was such a nasty spirit. He was like to one girl who literally said to them, "I was so poor that I had to beg, I had to befriend people to show up at their house when I was younger."
Yeah, I saw that clip.
Jasmine, TikTok.
Nasty, very nasty.
He was like, "Listen, yeah, I grew up very privileged.
I'm
yeah,
sorry,
very nice." And he was like,
"I'm sorry that I never had to beg for a shower." I was like, "Nah."
He's like, "Yeah, I don't know what it's like to you know have to scram through bins to eat." I said, "No, I'm gonna watch the next episode. They don't get rid of him, then there's something wrong." And at the round table, he was like, "Oh, finally, I can finally, you know, show off my Armani shoes."
Oh, I said, "No, get rid of him. Get rid of him. Get him off.
Get rid of him.
Yeah, get him off. Get him off.
Get rid of him. Get rid of him."
Why did he even come?
At first, I thought he was really nice. Like, I thought, I was like, "Oh, do you know what? We can't always just judge people because of what? Because his mama gets money. What? I'm going to now judge him." But then he proved to me why we should judge people like this. Like, he proved it to me. Nasty. Sorry, going back to the traitors. What do you think? Do you think Harry's going to win?
You know what? I thought he had a very, very good chance of winning. But I think his undoing was, one, telling Molly to shush about the shield.
But Jess, she's in love. Like, it's okay.
Yeah. But you know what? She does have moments where there seems to be a breakthrough. So I'm counting on that happening, hopefully. But I just feel like what he did, it does sort of sound smart, where it's like, okay, if you have the shield, you can try and pretend that the person, what's it called, tried to vote for you, but obviously couldn't because you had the shield. Like, I feel like I still don't get it.
My brain, if I was Molly, I would be finished because my brain doesn't understand what you're saying.
But basically, because obviously if you have the shield, you can't be murdered. So he's basically trying to recruit someone in disguise. So what he's going to do is everyone's going to come back, and he's going to be like, "Oh, they must have tried to kill me."
Oh.
Do you get what I mean?
Oh.
But obviously, okay. But how
did he know that they were recruiting that day?
He didn't, but that's what he was saying to Andrew, that we can use this as a cover. Because I have the shield, we can basically tomorrow be like, "Oh, they must have tried to kill Harry, but they were unsuccessful because he had the shield." Do you get it?
My brain would still be finished. So
now they have another traitor in their midst, but obviously the group isn't going to know that, because they're just going to think, "Oh, Harry had the shield and the traitors tried to kill Harry."
But
so that's why no one went.
My thing is, so now you have the shield. But all the times people had shields before, they still could kill.
They can still be banished, but they can't be murdered by the traitors. So if Molly uses her brain, she'll be like, "What's the chances of Harry only being, or the traitors only attempting to kill Harry after he's got the shield?" Because obviously there was a day beforehand where they were like, "You should have been the one that was killed tonight," and he wasn't. And then the next day that he has the shield, they try to kill him. People are going to think, "Nah, that's a bit weird." And obviously they thought that he was trying to imply that Charlotte got the shield.
He's nasty.
And then she got banished. So it's just, I feel like it's going to unravel.
Okay.
It was too complicated. I feel like
that's it was too much. I'm talking about you.
Yeah.
It's complex.
He did too much. I think it's going to unravel him somehow. And I feel like Andrew obviously is going to jump onto it and be like, "Yeah." But then again,
Andrew, just mind your business.
Andrew doesn't really have the vim. Yeah, he doesn't have the vim that's needed. So maybe Ross will be the one that will jump in on it, be like, yeah, I think it's Harry, because that was a bit weird, this, that, and the other. And maybe it'll end up being Ross and Andrew in the final.
Oh, and I would prefer.
Yeah, I would prefer it as well, because I feel like Harry was doing too much. Yeah. He was a very, very good traitor, but I feel like, as with all of them, they just get too cocky.
Way too cocky. But it's interesting, because when I watch other series, like other countries, they don't get too cocky like this.
Do you know what? I do feel like in the Australian one, sorry, spoiler guys, if you want to skip.
No, you're right. Yeah. That girl.
And she just did the dumbest lie. And it was like, you guys didn't have to do that.
Australian one, the girl was taking out her bedrooms the next day. The next day, like, and they all had to come back to see each other, and he was like, what was that about? That's the thing. The only thing about this game here is, if I'm like gonna like throw you to the wolves, you have to go, because I can't see you the next day. My heart can't take it.
Yeah, it's too much anxiety. I couldn't be the one to start it off. It's like, if I see that the group is going for you, then okay, maybe I'll, you know, vote alongside. But there's no way I'm going to be like, yeah, Vic, I think it's a bit weird that you did this, that, and the other. I'll be like, what?
Because Paul's face, when he looked at Harry, he said, swear.
Yeah, he couldn't believe it. He couldn't believe it.
He said, swear.
He could not believe it.
But fair. And then Paul went on the Unclothed podcast and was like, oh yeah, I wouldn't have thrown Harry under the bus, because when I was talking in the car, I wasn't really... I was like, yeah, you were saying, yeah, it was strange that Harry did X, Y, and Z. But then he said that he threw everybody's names out there. And
it's possible.
Yeah. He also said that Miles didn't back anybody.
Okay. The thing is,
and so
he's not gonna move me with any of this talk, because at the end of the day, the traitors had an oath to protect each other. Well, I don't know if it was the same this season, but in season one, they definitely had an oath to protect each other as much as they could. So them throwing Ash and Miles under the bus like that so soon, and even plotting and being like, yeah, we're going to bring in another person for the purposes of sacrificing them.
Jeez.
You lot are very mad. I'm sorry, but that's crazy. Like, that's greed. That is real greed. Because you're telling me you can't split £150,000 three ways. £50,000 each.
But you're right. It's when they get too cocky. They're like, oh no, we're. Do you know what finishes me the most? Oh, Jasmine, do you know what finishes me the most? And they do this across different countries as well. On the traitors, the way Paul and Harry were like clearing off traitors, then they'll recruit someone. The first thing they say is, "Oh yeah, we did a madness. We got rid of Ash. Yep. We got rid of Miles. We got rid of da da da."
Yep.
And then the new person there is saying, Jesus.
He's shocked. Yeah, exactly. They're so silly.
Why are you saying all of that? Because they're so excited to be like, look how bad we are. But now the new person is thinking, I'm next. And they usually are.
100%. 100%. 100%. Yeah, no, I don't blame, like this lot. Genuinely, if none of them win, I actually don't mind. I think the only person that I really feel like, oh, I wish he did get the money, but I don't think he's going to make it that far, is Jazz.
Yeah.
Because he's just too clued on.
But I wish that there was a side task for him to win, you know, like £3,000.
To get something.
Like, what Maddie did. He's going to, I don't think he's...
Yeah.
I don't think he's walking away with that money. Sad. I don't think so.
No.
Anyways, guys. Been
spot on, but yeah, guys. Sorry, Vic.
It's all right. Thanks for listening, guys. Have a lovely, lovely day. Have a blessed day.
Yep. Catch us at Black Girls Living, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, all of that good stuff. My account is jazz_bw on Twitter and Instagram,
and I'm on Vic Sunusi on Instagram. All right, guys. Have a blessed day.
Have a good day. Bye.